You're listening to True Fidelity, freeing you from the mainstream, your weekly source for independent music, stuff, and things. Because someone's got to do it. Hey, you're listening to True Fidelity. It's like the radio, but good.
The way your hair sweeps across your face, I stroke your cheek and your mind starts to race. A hunger grows as you start to relax. I quench your thirst as your body reacts. I'm fine. Got this bitter, but it's not cold. The sunshine to a heart that's dark and cold. By the time we land, playful keeps on this witness stand.
Everybody, welcome to the True Fidelity Show. I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
I'm On One.
And we have Squeeze in the studio, our sound guy who never says a word. Galactic's not here yet, but he'll beam in at some point. That's his, I don't know, usually the interstellar highways or whatever crowded at this time. We just heard Night Beats, Useless Game, the New Futures with Sunshine. Delhi to Dublin got us started off with Revolution. We are your musical mainstream exit for the week.
Vacation from the
mainstream. Yes, exactly. That's what we do. And unlike other shows, we're cool.
Oh, yeah.
So there's always, we have that going for us.
Sure.
And all through this episode, just like all of our episodes, we have great features. Artist of the week, we have the blog of the week, we have Foxy's going to tell us what's going on in the news. I know you have a killer story over there. Galactic will tell us about some indie label that's cool somewhere.
And we'll play lots of killer, stellar music.
We have great tracks this week. We have a track from a band in Russia.
Nice.
Who sent it in, and they're stoked to be on the show, and we're happy to have them. But as always, we don't make you wait. We go right to the meat, right to the heart. Right to the cool factor. Featured artist of the week this week on True Fidelity. I've been a big fan of these guys for a long time. You might have heard of them. They're on a big tour right now for the next 2 months. Los Straitjackets. They will be hitting a town near you. You got to check them out. Brand new CD, Los Straitjackets, Deke Dickerson, sing the instrumental favorites. A lot of these instrumentals, you didn't even know they had lyrics to them. Guess what? They do. Let's get it going. This is Wild Weekend, Los Straitjackets. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, you just heard Wild Weekend right there by the Los Straitjackets. Amazing group. If you're not familiar with them, well, A, what's wrong with you? B, think the Ventures only hipper. They are like just this amazing guitar group. They do instrumentals. Occasionally, they'll team up with somebody who sings, like in this instance, Deke Dickerson. They have a new album out with him. On the line with us, we have Pete Curry. He's a member of the band. He's been with them since, I think, 1988. Isn't that correct?
98.
Okay. So yep. Are you still the new guy in the group then?
No, there's been a couple of drummers and another guitar player. I'm the second to the longest.
Yeah, it's always them dang drummers, right? They're the
They keep exploding, yeah.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. The new CD out, you guys are teamed up with Deke Dickerson, which is amazing. And in the past, you've teamed up with, you know, like Big Sandy and Reverend Horton Heat and just a lot of different vocalists. How did you come to an arrangement with Deke, and how did this project get to come together for you?
Well, I've done other stuff with Deke over the years, recording at my studio, and also done shows with him when I wasn't on the road with Los Straitjackets. So I've known him for a long time, longer than I've known Los Straitjackets guys, actually.
Wow.
And he just came up with this idea of doing vocal versions of instrumental hits from the 60s and 70s, and it was remarkably easy to find them.
Yeah, in
songs
fact,
that you wouldn't think ever had lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah, the name of the album is the Los Straitjackets. Deke Dickerson sings the greatest instrumental hits. There are a lot of them from that era, and so what was the challenge in paring them down, finding the ones that you wanted to do? Because you have a great mix and some, what I would say, maybe some like odd mixes in there, probably things that most people wouldn't do.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, there was a conscious effort to kind of be outside of our comfort zone as far as the styles we did. Like, there's kind of a blue beat version of Perfidia, and of all things, a sort of a rap version of Apache, which surprised all of us that we were even trying to play like that. It's pretty far off our radar.
Yeah.
Seemed to pull it off okay. I think it's pretty entertaining.
Oh, it's very entertaining. And look, if you like the music, you have to go see them live. And you can check out their concert calendar on their website, which is a place you should go. It's straitjackets.com. We'll have it posted on our Facebook page. We'll put it up and share it with everybody. They're, for the next 2 months, basically, they're all over the U.S. They're going to be near you at some point. And if you've never seen them live, what an entertaining act they are indeed. Tell us a little bit about your approach to the live show. I've seen you in several forms where Christmas time, where it was like really just amazing, amazing off the hook. And I've seen other times where you had, was it the Pontani sisters with you?
Pontani sisters.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. I mean, you guys just pull out all the stops. Very entertaining. They do a lot of steps, you know, synchronized walks and stuff. Do you guys spend a lot of time on your live show?
It's evolved over the years, but yeah, we have spent a lot of time on it. We kind of have the philosophy that no one's going to want to see a bunch of guys stand still and play guitars. I mean, it's just, we decided that something had to happen, a little something in every song, even if it's just a small thing. So we've been working on that for years, and I think we're kind of at the point where pretty much every song's got something silly in it. Oh, did I say that? No,
I'm just speaking of watching them, you can check out, they have videos all over. If you go to YouTube and just type in Los Straitjackets, they're all over. They have a new one out for the song Cahuenga, which happens to be on this latest CD, which is very, very good. Check that out. We're going to go into a song right now. Our featured artist of the week this week, Los Straitjackets and Deke Dickerson. And this is Apache. We'll be right back with Pete Curry from the band right after this.
Of her love, her delight. Oh, Sometimes at night, with the moon he would come. Sweet were the moments they shared. But with the dawn, he was gone with the sun. Finger pop to the break of dawn. Keep it rocking like stuff that we call maze. What's that hot buttered popcorn? You just hit a hop a dip a bop a bang. The boogie woogie bet you want to boogie again. And you can put me to the test at your request to rock it out of your moccasin. Kimasabi got down, took off his mask. He kicked off his shoes and did the monster mash. Tommy came along, saw what was happening. His head began to pop and his foot began to clap and go slam dunk. Do the jerk and with the mic is how smoke signals work. They were jamming off a record that said it best. Now what you hear is not a test. A smoke sign arose from the prairie. A breeze sighed a sad, mournful song. The brave golden hawk had departed, had gone to that great, great beyond.
All right, we're back. You just heard Apache from Low Straight Jackets and Deke Dickerson doing the vocals on that. It's hard to believe, but you guys are coming up on your 20th anniversary, or you're in the middle of it right now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's this year. Yeah, band was going for a few years before I was in it. But 20 years.
And so,
no sign of letting up. We're going all over the world again this year.
And that was the other question I had was about, I've been over to Europe and they seem to really enjoy this style of music. How do you guys play over in different parts of the world?
Well, in Europe, especially like in Southern Europe, like Italy and Spain, they're more interested in American rock and roll than Americans are as far as like the style that we play. And they're not as involved in the, you know, more modern stuff, it seems like. I mean, even the circles that we're in. And we do well in, like, Belgium and Germany and stuff. It's pretty nice going over there. You get treated different. It's a different vibe.
It's not CD clubs with CD owners? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say anything.
We're talking with Pete.
We love all club owners.
Yeah, we're talking with Pete Curry. His nose is growing as we're talking here on the True Fidelity Show. He's with the Low Straight Jackets. They have a brand new album out featuring Deke Dickerson. It's songs. It's singing the great instrumental hits. Now, I have to be honest. I did not know a lot of these instrumental hits had words to them. Were there any that you had to add words to or create, or were these all hidden lyrics somewhere? Somehow that you guys dug up?
Well, there were two that a friend of Eddie's, Eddie Angel's, wrote a couple of the songs from our back catalog, and a friend of his, Mark Winchester, wrote lyrics for Cahuenga and Fury. But the rest of them were kind of found gems off of different things, like the Magic Star, we got the lyrics from like a Bobby Rydell record. You know, Sugar Hill Gang did sort of part of that Apache that we did. Sammy Davis Jr. sang that Hawaii Five-O song. It just came from all over the place.
Yeah, that was one of the few that I knew, and I don't know if a lot of people know that, that Sammy Davis Jr. did a version of Hawaii Five-O with lyrics.
Yeah.
That's one. That is a lost hidden gem. I don't know how many people are... Go Google that up if you think we're lying. It's true.
It's quite incredible.
Yeah, it's it's amazing. I'm not going to ask you about the mask, but for those of you who don't know about Low Straight Jackets, they all wear these Lucha Libre masks. But I do want to ask you, have you guys ever just had a full-on wrestling match, right? Like right in the middle of a show? Is there just go at
well,
it?
No. We've played for some matches. Like one time in San Diego, we played for when that midget wrestling stuff was going on. And we kind of decided that we're doing something different. So we're having fun with it, but doesn't mean we need to get all sweaty.
You do that enough under the lights playing your guitar.
Yeah, right. We do it enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, have you ever reached out to or thought about doing any kind of collaboration with the Ventures, or maybe you did and I missed it?
Oh, we did a cruise to Baja with them. It was Low Straight Jackets and the Ventures, and it was quite a while ago. Like I think it was in 2002. Where it was just, we had fans go on the cruise, and we played one night, and then they played another night, and then we both played the last night. It was just a three-day thing. But we definitely know them.
Fun.
They're all
yeah, that, I obviously missed that. That would have been fun. That would have been fun to be on.
Do it again.
Well, we were going to, I'm sorry.
I said, do it again.
Oh, okay. We better hurry. But it was kind of fun. Interesting. I remember I was in another band years ago, and we opened for the Ventures. And they were kind of like one of the reasons I started playing in the first place when I was a little kid. Like in the 60s, they kind of made, between them and Duane Eddy kind of made, he crossed Westerns and electric guitars, and the Ventures kind of just had electric guitars. And I was fascinated by that.
Yeah, we hear that a lot from a lot of artists who were influenced by the Ventures and just a lot of that Dick Dale and the surf guitar movement that was going on at the time. Real quick, I want to ask you. I noticed that I was doing some research on you personally, and I noticed you do a lot of or you have done some work on TV and movies. How do you feel about? How do you feel about that? Because I know a lot of artists are kind of leaning that way, trying to, that they're not even really worried about putting out music for people to hear unless it's been picked up by a TV show or something. Is that something you fell into, something that you worked towards, or how did that work for you?
Well, I kind of, for some reason, fell in with kind of a theatrical bunch and played in, the bands for plays and musicals a bit. In the 80s, and this one thing I was in was like a polka band, but it was a stage show, and that's when I did most of the TV stuff, before Low Straitjackets. I was on Family Ties and stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so,
yeah, that's going back a little ways.
My mother was impressed, but but I never really aspired to that. It just kind of happened because I live on the west side of LA, and I just ended up knowing some of those people.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Worked out great. A lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're talking with Pete Curry. He is with the Low Straight Jackets, and they are on tour. Like I said, for the next 2 months, they're going to be all over the U.S. Go to their website, straightjackets.com, or you can just click the link off of our Facebook page and check them out. Also, their brand new CD. It's Low Straight Jackets, and Deke Dickerson sings the great instrumental hits. It's phenomenal. You guys have so many great albums out, and you've worked with a lot of good people we've talked about earlier. Anybody else come to mind that you would, A, like to work with, or B, that you really enjoyed working with, you'd like another go-around?
Oh, yeah. There's a handful of them. Over in Spain at a festival, we backed up Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
And he was great. The guy that did Tallahassee Lassie and those.
Right.
He was excellent. He was a lot of fun, too. I'd like to work with him again. And we do a lot of stuff with Big Sandy you know, without the Fly Right Boys. We're going to go to Australia with him in March. And we went to Europe with him, when was that? May and June this year.
Yeah, if people out there listening aren't familiar with Big Sandy and Big Sandy and the Fly Right Boys, that is another group that I put on a must-check-out list. They're phenomenal. I enjoy them as well.
Oh, yeah, he's got a wonderful voice. You know, besides his sensibilities, he's one of my favorite singers of all time.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. Well, you guys are great, and I really appreciate the time that you've spent with us, Pete. We're looking forward
you're very welcome. Thank
you. We're really looking forward to you coming into our area, and those of you who are listening to us on our syndicated stations, check out the website, straightjackets.com. Grab the CD so you're familiar with what's going on. Check out their YouTube videos, especially the brand new one, which is Cahuenga. And get hip to the Straight Jackets. Go to a show. It is so much fun. You're just going to have a blast. It's a great time. And you guys really, really work hard. And I know it's kind of a niche genre, but you guys have really dialed it in, and you're the kings of it. And I just wish you guys the much success in continuing moving forward with what you got going on.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. Really appreciate it.
All right, everybody. Here we go. Another track, our Artist of the Week, Low Straight Jackets, along with Deke Dickerson. And this is their track, Popcorn. We'll be back here on the True Fidelity Show.
Is your castle made of sand? Life goes up and life goes down, and life goes round and round and round. Like a popcorn bouncing high, you can reach out for the sky. You can try and you can lie and you can fly and wonder why. Like a popcorn bouncing low, you can fall down in the snow. You can sigh and you can cry and you can die till you let go. When the sun is shining blue, when the sun is shining blue, take a ride and follow the ride until you're inside my pop popcorn. Time. Time. Time to stay. Time. Time. Come what may. Shining blue, when the sun is shining blue, take a ride and follow the ride until you're inside my pop popcorn. When the sun is shining gray, when the sun is shining gray, close your eyes and you'll realize the time only flies, my pop popcorn. Like a popcorn bouncing low, you can fall down in the snow. You can sigh and you can cry and you can die till you let go. Like a popcorn in your hand, is your castle made of sand? Life goes up and life goes down, and life goes round and round and round.
Hey, this is Voxy. Listen up. Here's what's going on. The International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, also known as the IFPI, is ruffling some feathers in the U.S. by moving forward with plans to establish a new global release street date for music. For more than a couple of decades now, new albums have been released on Tuesdays in the United States, and other entertainment industries followed suit, so that now new music, new video games, new books, and new DVDs are all released on Tuesday in our country. The proposed change is supposed to take effect in July of 2015, making all music releases available on Friday in every country. The hope is it will reduce piracy, with Australia and Germany already releasing on Friday, and the UK on Monday. It's a lot easier and tempting for fans to make unauthorized copies before it's officially available for purchase here in the US. Among those not happy with the idea are the American Association of Independent Music, which are in favor of a global street date, but only for digital commerce, while wanting to keep their physical retail store traffic in alignment with the release of games, books, and DVDs. Spokespeople for Targa also would like to keep Tuesday, again citing that it aligns with the other entertainment properties in North America, and that their customers are used to finding their new entertainment on Tuesdays and the retailer can provide the best experience for their guests on that day. Others claim that the Tuesday release allows for retail errors to be fixed before the weekend, and in case there's some breakout hit, they can order more. And others still claim that the entire shift will have some increased costs, but will not elaborate. Despite these growing oppositions, it seems as though this change is going to happen. I personally would think that Friday is a great release day for retailers opening up for weekend entertainment, or gearing up for weekend entertainment, and also being a common payday. But with the three biggest retail days already being Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday, and in that order, what will Friday lines begin to look like then? Questions now are, will books, DVDs, and games follow suit? Will the chart weeks that currently run Monday through Sunday change? And how will it affect artists and promoters doing in-store events and press and the like when Friday and Saturday are also their biggest concert days? I guess we're all going to find out next summer, because it's happening. This is Voxy, turned on and tuned in for True Fact.
She drips a hot glass on her scene. Breathes a lustrous night to see. Her after burner is a real head tone. She's a fire breather, spitter, and a cold out of care.
She's me.
Full blown bucket tea.
She's me.
Double ugly sucking. She's a chrome-dyed beauty queen. She's everything I want. She's not what I need. Back it up a little more. Bottoms up, fall on the floor. She's a white-knuckle power ride. She's a KY super slide. Full-blown bucket tea. Double ugly sucking kerosene. She's a chrome-dyed beauty queen. She's everything I want. She's not what I need. She's a supersonic kiss from above. She's a fuel-injected love. She screams across the sky. She's a drop-dead surefire. I wanna believe her lies. She'll kiss you as she kills.
From the Hooligan Honky Talk Radio Hour, and I'm here today to save you from the Serpents of Bad Sound. I'm here today to liberate you from the lunacy of terrible music, and I'm here to free you from the musical mainstream on True Fidelity on NWCZRadio.com.
We'll be right back.
looking for an answer. We all know that some things don't come free. I went up to the mountain. My eyes could not believe. Baby, you know I'm all out of money. I don't need no one else above me.
Welcome back to True Fidelity Show. I'm Big D.
I'm Boxy.
You just heard the Resolectrics right there with Down to the Water. You also heard Poobah doing some rock and roll. And Palooka, She's Speed. Talk about a nice group of guys. Palooka. What a great band. Just really, really quality guys. Super nice. Rock and roll. Been around the scene a long time and just having a lot of fun. So it's always good to play those guys. Hey, I want to thank a couple of new stations and welcome them. Welcome you, all of you who are listening on megashuffle.com and good day to the Brits, XPR Radio. We're on over there now. So have some fish and chips.
Yeah,
and a pint. I'm down with the pint.
Yeah. Well, we're getting around. That's what's important.
I don't think that's ever been an issue. Hey, coming up throughout the rest of the program, in hour number two, we're going to talk a little bit about vinyl. I know a lot of you cats out there collect and like vinyl. Some things you may not know about it. I'm a huge vinyl collector myself, and there's some things going on in the vinyl world that I think are a little bit amiss, you know, with this new resurrection of vinyl, and all of a sudden they're taking over the record stores again.
Yeah.
And so I think it was about 8% of all music sales last year, which is skyrocketing from basically zero.
Yeah. Did you see that graph that I had posted last week that showed how that all changed? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And I love vinyl. I have a lot of vinyl, but there are some things that, you know, you need to be aware of and hip to, and we'll talk about that in the next hour. In the meantime, let's get rolling forward. These are Animals in Cars with Give 'Em Back here on the True Fidelity Show.
To me.
hey, what the hell are you listening to the radio for? It's True Fidelity. It's on the internet. You can, like, listen to it anywhere. So do that. Anywhere.
You just heard A Leaf right there. Is it A Leaf or A Leaf?
I think it's interchangeable.
Potato, tomato.
Yeah,
tomato,
yeah, yeah. I think it's A Leaf.
A Leaf.
A leaf.
It's just A Leaf that fell to the ground. And it was beautiful. It's Wherever We Go. Also, Blue Helix, brand new to the show. They just sent their tracks in this week. Congratulations, guys. Awesome. Off of their CD, Tale of Two Halves. The name of that was 6-8. And before that, Animals and Cars would give them back. Hey, Galactic, caught the interstellar highway and made it to the big show.
We avoided any major space catastrophes.
That's awesome,
We made it in, bro.
Welcome in, and I always know you're going to be here because it's getting close to your segment.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, it's kind of the dine and dash situation. You know, you come in, you fulfill yourself creatively, and you get the hell out.
Right.
Before anybody else can
I noticed
ask
you brought some
help.
Dogs with you, too. I can hear them in the back.
Yeah, they dogs often follow me.
Those space are those space dogs?
No, they're actually hell dogs.
Oh, the hellhounds.
Yeah, the hellhounds.
Yeah, it's getting close to Halloween, so I guess we got to have those.
It's the scent of the interstellar machine's fuel that attracts them.
Being an interstellar emissary of light and love,
I attract
the hellhounds.
Nice. Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. I'm proud.
You're listening to the True Fidelity Show, and we are coming close to the end of hour number one. But before we get out of here, I want to ask you guys, because, you know, Halloween's coming up, it's fall and all that. So I want to know, what's the deal with the scary movies? What happened to that, right? We just don't have them anymore.
Well, it was huge.
Yeah.
Like for like 20 years after the Scream movies, I think, did it. Or the Blair Witch Project or something. No, I think people just, they couldn't make any more Saw movies.
Like how much more extreme can it get?
I don't know, but I mean, they can be smart. So, like,
I don't
they could
track.
Be smart horror That's movies, true. But usually right around Halloween, there's like there's at least five or six they hit, and now there's maybe a couple.
Political thriller horror movie, like at the end, his dad was Al Gore.
Nice.
That would be terrifying.
And it's really hot. Hey, quick note before we get out of here. I just want to say my condolences to the Saturday Morning Cartoons. This past Saturday was the last Saturday, or the first Saturday ever, that there were no cartoons on Saturday morning.
Regular network.
On regular network. It's completely gone. I can't believe it. But anyway, we'll talk more about that.
It's on demand now.
Yeah, we'll do that and other things coming up in hour number two. This is the True Fidelity Show. We'll be right back.